Sometimes, when we try to make change, there's something that stops us, even though we are convinced we are fully ready to make the change. What is it? How do we overcome it? It's called secondary gain or hidden benefit, and that's what we're going to look at in this episode.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome back, welcome back. My name's Keith Blakemore Noble. Welcome to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Another episode for you. It's a solo episode this time, and we're going to be looking at secondary gain, or hidden benefit, as it's sometimes called. If you find this interesting, if you like it, do give us a like, a comment, a share, subscribe to it on your favourite podcast platform. Give us a review. All of these things do help to spread word of the podcast. So let's dive into to this week's topic. Sometimes when we seek to make a change, maybe change a habit or overcome something, or we're making some sort of mindset change, we are convinced that we want to make the change. We know in our heart of hearts we have to make it, we want to make it, and it's time to make it. And yet, no matter what we do, no matter what strategies we use, the best approach, still it doesn't seem to last. Either we don't make the change at all, or we make it, but very quickly slip back into the old habit, old way of being. What the heck's going on? And what can we do about it? Well, one of the things which can really hold us back and stop us from making change is a thing which is sometimes called secondary gain, or called hidden benefit. Basically, When you're doing something, you do it because you get something out of it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it, right? So when we do something, we get some sort of benefit from it, some sort of gain. Sometimes that benefit or that gain is hidden. We don't even realize that we're getting it. In fact, it doesn't even occur to us that we could be getting something positive out of it. But when we make the change, that positive thing disappears, which either causes us problems or causes us to relapse so that we get that benefit again. It's probably easier to explain with some examples. So throughout this, I'm going to pick on smoking and quitting smoking as the example, purely because it is such a rich source of illustrations for this. But this works across anything that we want to change, whether it's overcoming a fear or getting rid of a phobia or changing the way we perceive things or overcoming a mental block or whatever it is. It applies across all of these. So even though I'm going to be talking about smoking in this, don't think that this only applies to smoking, right? It's just a really, really rich source of examples. So with smoking, we know it's bad for us. We know it costs us a fortune. It makes our breath stink. It makes our clothes stink. It dulls our taste. Makes everything taste. It's antisocial. It puts people off. It stains our teeth, our fingers. Takes up time. Literally reduces our lives. It's killing us. Reduces our lifespan. And yet, even with all of this, and even with all the health problems that it brings, because let's face it, waking up first thing in the morning, waking up and coughing your lungs up is not an attractive look. Even with all of this, still it can be difficult to quit. And it's not because nicotine is addictive. It's sometimes, even when we go through the best of approaches to quit, to overcome smoking, to quit smoking, to change our habit, to become a non-smoker, sometimes we can't do it, or we fall back into doing it again because we got a hidden benefit or a secondary gain. So what possible benefit could there be to smoking? I mean, we know all the downsides. What possible benefit could there be? Well, it turns out there's a few possibles. These days when you're not allowed to smoke indoors, not allowed to smoke in buildings, in offices, or not allowed to smoke at work, if you want to smoke, what have you got to do? Get up, away from your desk, go outside and have your cigarette. So immediately, we're getting a break from whatever stressful situation we're in. We're taking a break from it. That's a benefit. It's a good way to, get out of a stressful situation. If that's the benefit that you're getting, find some other ways to get out of that stressful situation. And it could be something as simple as just going, right, close my eyes for a few seconds. Right. But if you're, with smoking, you get that benefit, the taking you out of the stressful situation. When you go to the smoking shelter, there can be a great leveler, because whoever's there, doesn't matter what level you are in the company, when you're in the smoking shelter, you're all just smokers. You're all on the same level. Have you got a cigarette? Have you got a light? You get chatting. It's a great leveler. Sometimes that's the benefit that people get. That's particularly true if you're out, you know, socializing at pubs or clubs or whatever, where you can't smoke indoors. You go outside to the smoking area. There's a term for it. I don't know if it's still used now, but there was for a while a term for it. Smirting, smoking and flirting. You meet a fellow smokers there. You've instantly got something in common. You've instantly got a way to break the ice and start a conversation. Or if you've got a light, immediately you're talking. That can be a great way to start meeting people. Again, that can be one of the hidden benefits of smoking. Or sometimes people think, smoking, it de-stresses me. Well, we know that it doesn't. We know that it just puts more stress on the body, puts more stress on the wallet, more stress on the lungs and heart. It stresses us. However, we feel an instant de-stress. Why is it? Well, think about it. When you smoke, what do? Get your cigarette in your mouth, light it up, and exactly. You've just taken a long, slow, deep breath and held on to it. Now, yes, that breath is full of gunk, which is clogging your lungs up and not doing you any good. However, it is still a longer, slower, deeper breath. You are still getting a little bit more oxygen in, and you're holding on to it. You're starting to relax a little bit. All of these things can be hidden benefits that we can get from smoking. There can be plenty of other examples as well, but these are particularly common examples. If any of those are subconscious benefits or unconscious benefits you're getting to smoking, then no amount of attempts to become a non-smoker are going to work, because your mind's going, yeah, it's all well and good, but I need that break. I need to switch off. I need to, whatever. So you're going to find what that hidden benefit is. Once you've found it, you can then work ways into your therapy, work ways into your new way of being, which get you that benefit. For example, the whole, helps me de-stress. Well, what if you just push your chair back for a moment, close your eyes and take a slow deep breath. Just do that. Start to get a little break, a little de-stress. Or maybe head off to the water cooler and get a glass of water. You never know, you might meet somebody there and have a quick natter as well. Start to get some of that social interaction, get the break. But find a way that gets you that hidden benefit you used to get. So now, as a non-smoker, you still get the benefit, so your mind's not going, yeah, but I need that. That's why hidden benefit, secondary gain, can be such a massively powerful thing. Having a problem can be horrible, but sometimes it gets us something. I'll give you a non-smoking related example. There was a gentleman worked with him years ago. He had injured his back, or had a sore back. Physically, the back healed, but many months later, still had a sore back, still got the pain from there. Doctors checked him over. Physically, absolutely nothing wrong. Physically, everything's fine. There's no reason that he should have that pain. Obviously, they were reluctant to put him on long-term painkillers because that's not a good thing. So he came to see me, and we had a chat, and we explored what was going on. And we uncovered something interesting about his situation. Basically, we uncovered the hidden benefit. We uncovered the secondary gain. You see, this gentleman, he worked in an office. The others in the office were all ladies. And even though it wasn't his job, if there was heavy lifting to be done, they would ask him to do it. And he would do it. He kind of resented it a bit, but, whatever. And he did it. Then he did his back in. And of course, while he had the sore back, nobody would ask him to do any of the heavy lifting. This is brilliant. No heavy lifting. As painful and horrible as that sore back was, there was a part of his unconscious mind that reasoned, okay, we hate doing that heavy lifting. Whilst we have a sore back, they don't ask us to do any heavy lifting. So, if we keep having that back pain, if we hold on to that pain, they're not going to ask us to do any heavy lifting. Perfect. We get out of doing the heavy lifting. So we're going to keep a hold of that pain. Now, yes, having that back pain was causing him all sorts of other problems, and it wasn't very nice, to put it mildly. But part of his mind was going, we're keeping that pain because that gets us out of doing that, all that heavy lifting nonsense. Once we realised this is what was going on, the solution became not hypnotherapy and NLP and coaching to overcome the back pain, because the back pain was all in the mind. It was because it was getting this secondary gain. Instead, I suggested that he have a chat with his manager and explain the situation and negotiate that from this point on, he was not to be responsible for any heavy lifting, because it was never part of his job description anyway. So it was agreed he would not be asked to do any heavy lifting at any point in the future. Basically, they were in serviced offices, so there was a handyman type of facility there who would come round once a week or whatever. So they just held the heavy lifting until the handyman was there and got them, asked them to do it all. That was put. That was agreed. Memo went round all the staff. Everybody agreed to that. Well, I think it was put into his contract. I can't remember. Funny thing is, within a week, it's back absolutely fine. Because his unconscious mind no longer had to hold on to the pain to get out of doing the heavy lifting that was never part of his job anyway. Hidden benefit can really, really make massive difference. If we are at risk of losing that hidden benefit, our mind will do whatever it takes to cling on to it if that benefit is important enough to us. We know that when we want to make change, we have to want the change. The want has to come from us. Again, using the smoking example, there's the age-old story of smoker goes to see the therapist. Hey, can you help me quit smoking? Yeah, let's have a chat. So, tell me, why do you want to stop? Why do you want to stop smoking? Well, to be honest, I don't want to quit, but my wife, she wants me to quit, so I figured I'd give it a go. Of course, the therapist did not take that person as a client to explain to him, you know what, we're not going to do this because it's not going to work. We would have more success in turning your wife into a smoker than we would have turning you into a non-smoker, because you don't want to stop. We know the want has to come from within. We know we have to do the work as well. I had a client one time who had a phobia. They said, right, sat down, right, come on then, sort me out. Let's see what you can do. See if you can get rid of this. See if you can make me not scared of that anymore. Like, Whoa, that's not how it works. It's not a magic wand. You have to want to do it. You have to do the work as well, and you have to want to make the change. We know about that. We've spoken about that before. And actually, sometimes when I describe to people how this stuff works, I sort of describe my role as being like your sat nav. You get into the car, program the destination into the sat nav, sit there, sitting, wondering why you're not getting anywhere. What? Oh, you mean I have to drive? I actually have to drive and I have to follow your directions. Huh, okay then. So you drive and you follow the sat-nav's directions. Sat-nav says at the next junction, turn left. You go, I'm going to prove I'm in charge here. I'm going to prove I've got free will. I'm going to turn right. And so you turn right. Well done you. You've proven you've got free will and you're now heading away from your destination. Oh, that didn't work out too well, did it? Oops. But if you follow the sat-nav, if you do the driving, do what's required, follow its direction, follow the directions, you arrive safely at your destination. If there's some secondary benefit in not getting to that destination, however, you may not even get into the car, let alone reach the point of following the directions. Because if there's a hidden benefit to you remaining where you are, you're going to find reasons not to get into the car. Oh, I just need to do this. Oh, I just need to... And you'll end up staying where you are. No matter how good the directions are, no matter how powerful your car is, and even if you want to make the change, but deep down there's some hidden benefit to staying where you are, you're going to stay where you are. That's why it's crucial when you're looking to make any change, a good coach, good therapist will always work with you to figure out, Is there any hidden benefit here? Now, they may not call it that. There's all sorts of different ways that they may go about it. They might ask you, what's the positives about doing this thing that you want to get? So what's the positives about smoking? Well, don't be stupid. There's nothing positive. Yeah, but if there was something that you got out of it, if there was some positive from it, some advantage to it, what do you think that might be? And just consider, see what comes up. It may be nothing comes up, in which case, brilliant, there's no hidden benefit, no secondary gain there. Or it might be, after you ponder, allow yourself to ponder and consider, if there was a positive to doing this, what might it be? And just allow yourself to ponder and consider and accept whatever comes up from your unconscious, because it's your unconscious which controls all this anyway. You might start to uncover potentially some benefits. So that's just something to think about. And yes, the way to consider it is just consider. So if there was a positive, if there was a benefit, if I got something out of doing this, as horrible as my situation is, if there was something it's getting me, what might be a positive that I'm getting out of this? Doesn't mean you have to stay in that situation. All it means is you need to make sure whatever your new situation is, you still get that particular benefit. And there are always going to be plenty of other ways to get the benefits. But you need to be aware that you have got that secondary gain. You have got that hidden benefit there in the first place. Because if it's not addressed, no matter what change you make, you're going to fall back into your old habits again. Having fears, sometimes having fears of, I don't know, driving. If you're terrified of, I hate the thought of driving. It scares me just the thought of driving. You might find it frustrating. You might think, yeah, but I want to drive. But some part of your mind is going, yeah, but if we're terrified of driving, we won't be asked to do all that driving. We won't be asked to do this, that, and the other. Whew, that gets us out of doing it. And the fear remains, regardless of what you do to address it. Once you're aware of the hidden benefit, then you can start to find ways to get that benefit without doing the old problem, or you can work with your coach to ensure that it's included in whatever solution you come up with. But the crucial thing is to be aware of it. And even if you're thinking, there's absolutely no way there could be any benefit to this, just be open to the possibility. Even if you don't have a benefit, somebody might get a benefit. And if somebody might get a benefit, it's possible you could be getting a benefit, even if you don't allow yourself to realise it. Something to have a think about. So next time you're thinking, I wish I could find a way to overcome this, but I can't. Everything I do fails. Might be because of secondary benefits, secondary gain, hidden benefits there. Worth a thought anyway. Just worth considering. It doesn't mean there is, for sure. It certainly doesn't mean that's always going to be the way to overcome the issue. But it can be. And just being aware of it helps the overall process. Because the more awareness you have of everything that's going on, particularly in here, the better able you are to create the sorts of results that you want and to take back control of your life. That's all I wanted to share. Hopefully you found that interesting. What did you think? Do let me know. I'd love to know what you think of it. Please do remember to like, comment, share, subscribe, give the episode a rating. Let me know what you've thought. Has something come up from this? Has this triggered any, oh, that's interesting, that explains that sort of things? If there are, let me know. I love reading these things, genuinely. And either way, thank you so much for listening. And take care, look after yourself, and I will catch you in another episode very soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.